listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a principle that I would call the how much more principle. It comes from the amazing words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to read you from Matthew chapter 7, verses 9, 10, and 11, where we read this. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught about prayer. In the previous words of this sermon, he encouraged the simple act of persistent prayer, telling us to keep asking, seeking, and knocking when we pray. In these lines, Jesus corrected the wrong ideas many people have about prayer. They think of prayer as if it is our job to convince a reluctant, stubborn God that he should give us the things that he really doesn't want to give us, but if we nag him enough, he may do what we want. That's a wrong understanding of God and prayer, and Jesus here corrected it. Jesus said, or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Jesus made it clear that God does not have to be persuaded or appeased in prayer. He's a loving God who's ready to give to his children. Just as a man would never give a stone to a son who asks for bread, God will provide us with the good things that we ask for. Now, of course, we do not always know what the good things are. There are times when we ask for something that would be like a stone or a serpent to us, and God knows better than to give us what we mistakenly ask for. Yet, we do not miss the main point of Jesus here. God is a loving, giving God, and he should be approached that way in prayer. So the point is made clear. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven? It's a sinful misunderstanding of the nature of God to deny that he answers the seeking heart. If we do that, then we imply that God is worse than even an evil man is. Instead, in comparison to even the best human father, how much more is God a good and loving father to his children? How much more is God than even the best human father? Jesus didn't tell us how much that measure is. He didn't say 100 times more or 1,000 times more. Jesus left it to our own meditation because it's beyond calculation. When we realize how loving and good God is, it prompts us to prayer. The God who is there is much more loving than we often think. So today, think about how much God loves you and let that lead you into real prayer. Believe today that God knows how to give good things to those who ask him.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.